Hello and welcome to another episode of Into the Labyrinth. So today's episode is going to be about creativity, and it's kind of like its relationship with uncertainty, but also through that, you know, kind of skipping the intro. I don't really want to do intros as much anymore, but if you're new to the show, new to Into the Labyrinth, this basically is kind of like a journal that I try to talk about ideas that I'm reading about, whether that's through philosophy, psychology, films, novels, TV shows, music, you name it, things happen culturally, whatever it is, and then try to relate things to our everyday life and, you know, basically things that got me to think about things in a different way. And hopefully I can help someone do the same through my kind of transparent thoughts. And I really like the speaking format. So let's get into it. Creativity. And kind of like a general outline is the plan to be about that with uncertainty. I kind of covered this topic before, but I don't know. I was traveling the other day and this topic always seems to come up. So it became kind of inevitable, I guess you could say, that I think about kind of human relationships in some sense. And I read a philosopher once that said a quote that really stuck with me. I don't remember the name of the philosopher. I wish I would. But, and I like try to enter this quote in, and I couldn't find where it was originally from. But they said, I quote, "There is meaning only in despair." And to this day, like I said, I don't know if that is one of the more profound things I've ever read, or if this kind of short quote reminds me of something like an 18-year-old with depression that just discovered nihilism would say, right? But honestly, my lack of certainty and clarity around my feelings for this quote is its own kind of, it's its own kind of despair. And for that matter, it makes it meaningful in some sense, you know? But in many ways, I do think that life is essentially about fighting our inner demon, you know? Although it's a demon we all share, and that demon is a descent into meaninglessness in some sense, a meaninglessness that can be brought upon us in many ways, many various ways, be that, you know, being at a numbing job, dealing with the death of someone close to us, making friends in a new city, or simply kind of looking up at the sky and thinking, damn, like we really on this floating rock, you know, that thought that can bring you kind of this existential dread, despair, or terror, right? Now you might say, but these endeavors are that we do in life, these things are meaningful. And yes, and I think we make them so. But it's those stressors of life, those stressful moments, you know, a death of a loved one, the numbing job, whatever, like these random, and it's often a combination of things, these combination of stressors, these stressors of life that ultimately make us continually ask the question around them of, what is the point? What is the point of this pain, this suffering, this joy, these various emotions, feeling these various emotions all at once? And we continually, through these feelings, through this emotional states we find ourselves in, these emotional states of being we find ourselves in, we continually have to find answers to the question of, what is the point? And when we don't, you know, I think that's when we become reminded of the dreary fact that all of us deep down, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, are very, very afraid, you know, including me, you know, and I mean, like, nothing in life is certain, right? And we can interpret this as a wonderful thing, but even underlying our hope is the feeling of despair. Even when we have hope, it's like this escape from a foundational feeling of despair and uncertainty. So maybe I just convinced myself that, right? But I guess maybe there's only meaning in despair from this. If despair is in some sense at the foundation, that thing we're all trying to escape from, whether it's, you know, sometimes we feel like we're alone in that, but whether we face it together, whatever it is, at some sense at the human foundation, maybe it is despair, right? Anyway, but I don't know. Traveling for some reason makes me think about that stuff, and I don't know why. Anyway, I'm basically left to wonder if life becomes about us perpetually being reminded of just how uncertain we are. You know, I think I relate despair to uncertainty. You know, it's as though we are continually finding our lack of knowing. Thus, I guess we are continually finding our sense of unknowing. It's like the sense of unknowingness, which unknowing is this kind of breaking down of what we thought we knew. It's just this act of unknowing, because it's a what we once thought we knew, we now don't know anymore. So it's kind of like this verb of unknowing, right? And I think this kind of refining of our sense of unknowing brings us a loss. You know, think about it, like a death of a loved one forces us to question what is known. But why is that? Because we use human relationships as tethers for our own identity. We build our sense of self through the relationships we have with others. We present ourselves as someone, you know, a persona, a mask, and we get back confirmations, validation, or invalidation from the relationships we form with people. You know, when someone dies that's close to us, this is why this happens. We are forced to question our relationship with ourselves and the external world. Thus, we begin kind of questioning what we know. We begin questioning the persona we formed. We begin seeing, maybe we begin like kind of seeing this mirroring of this persona we are presenting when we no longer have the other person that we were kind of tethered to. We no longer have that person to create that confirmation and validation back and forth. I hope that makes sense. And for me, and I think for most people, we need to kind of, or we do this, we form an expression or understanding of this loss or this feeling or this lack we now feel, this void from something we lost in life. And I kind of want to focus on like death of a loved one, you know, or like a breakup of someone that we were really close to, someone we were in love with, whatever it is, right? We now have this loss, this lack, this void that we quickly want to fill. So we create something to fill this lack. And this can simply be creating a new relationship or even creating in the more commonly understood sense, art. And this is where, I guess you could say, creativity comes into this episode. And, you know, and that's where art is something I think is important for us to do in these moments, you know, because like from the void of the unknown, right, comes art and interpretation of this sense of lack, this lack of knowing, this where we went into that act of unknowing and we recognize our lack of knowing. And this is where I think creativity is kind of born. Creativity, and to me, this makes kind of creativity a confusing endeavor. Creativity itself is a uncertain endeavor, you know, especially given the fact that we live in a system that expects us to specialize and find a niche for the sake of marketability and the exchange of currency so I can pay rent, right? But we could just do it just for fun. Sure. I could totally do that. I could do that. But then I cannot escape the insurmountable thought of having to work more at something that I hate if I do so. You know, in a capitalist system, time is a limited resource. And this means even if you decide to do something that you love, you risk becoming forced to do more of what you hate in exchange. And that doesn't get talked about enough. It doesn't get talked about a lot, at least. So I guess that was me talking about it in some sense. But so in this like system, many of us, we end up feeling the need to perpetually consume in order to fill our sense of lack. But anyway, the topic is creativity, or so I think it is. And on brand for me, I'm kind of like seeking out the meaning of this topic. I've also recently concluded that maybe I seek out the meaning of things for one simple reason and one simple reason only. Maybe it is to avoid my own personal issues, because what better way to avoid being vulnerable with yourself than, you know, by simply asking the question of what vulnerability even means. I intellectualize my feelings, you know. I think many of us do that. I do that especially. You know, you see, I can ask myself endless questions and kind of maintain this persona of curiosity while simultaneously telling myself that I'm exploring myself. But through this lie I possibly am telling myself, I can explore without ever finding the thing I'm telling myself that I'm attempting to find. And that is myself. You know, I intellectualize my own emotions. And I've recently learned we're supposedly not supposed to do that. It's very cheeky of me anyway, but yeah. However, I cannot help but feel from this, why do we even create this stuff? What the fuck is the point of this? Why the fuck am I doing this? What else am I supposed to do with my emotion? Oh, you just feel them. Just feel your mind. Yeah, I guess. Oh, just sit with them. Just, sure. I don't know. But now what after that? You felt them. You think you have an interpretation. But inevitably, you create an interpretation of them. At some point, you're done feeling them. Because at some point, the feeling becomes redundant. But anyway. Creativity. The topic is creativity. And, in creativity, we create relationship. We're, I guess, through creativity, we create relationship with our lack. And I wonder why I do it. Why I have a relationship with creativity. You listening, you're hearing me create right now, right? And I hate everything I create. I create something, I go, yeah, this is kind of fucking trash. And then I go, well, I might as well post it because otherwise that time feels wasted. And time is a limited resource, especially when everything is constructed within time as a resource in the system. So I say, fuck it. And I post it, rinse and repeat over and over and over again. But the worst response is probably people telling me I sound pretentious. I'm here to inform you that I probably do. But I want to change like many things about myself. And if I knew how to change that, I probably would. And maybe someday I could. But for some reason, that little blurb I just said reminded me of a saying I hate very, very much. And the saying goes, part of learning to love yourself, or it's like something along these lines, like of part of learning to love yourself is learning to love your flaws, or something along those lines. And sometimes I think that advice does probably apply, but what about the times, the many, many times even, that it doesn't? I cannot escape the thought of those many times. Thus that saying makes me want to kind of vomit. I guess vomit pretentiously. But, like I said, I cannot escape the thought that loving your flaws often equates to manipulating yourself into thinking your flaws are actually wonderful personality traits, when in reality, they could be part of the problem. They don't necessarily need to be a part of yourself. Not everything about us should be validated. Change is good, right? If we're constantly being validated, I think it's sometimes harder to change. You're kind of getting like this false validation. But that the flip side, there can be a negative side of that where you enter into this place of bullying that's very dangerous as well, where people are just fucking mean. But like I'm saying, my point is though, like not every opinion and thought we have should be validated. That idea is kind of ridiculous because then you will just stay stagnant. You just stay stagnant and not go anywhere. You maintain the status quo. Change will no longer happen. We form our identities by being validated and invalidated. Some of the biggest changes in my life has become when I was doing something that got invalidated, and I'm glad that it got invalidated. Like, honestly, political beliefs is one thing. Being pushed back, being invalidated, but I guess that's not the right way to say invalidated in that way. But I think my point is we need both of them. We need both of those moments. And part of learning about our emotions for me is learning when we should invalidate ourselves, because I think part of the process for change within ourselves occurs when we invalidate things about ourselves, as then we can look to no longer be attached to them. It's the invalidation that can make us aware of our own stupidity, our own malleability. So then when we are invalidated, we are forced to wonder about those feelings of lack we have. And it's in those feelings of lack that brings us into our descent into unknowing that I spoke about earlier. And we need kind of some descent into unknowing in our lives, I think at least. But anyway, episode is about creativity. I'm trying to relate this to creativity. And I suppose, a question around creativity would be what truly gives value and meaning to something you create. And I suppose like an AI generated response would probably say something along the lines of like, how much impact does the thing have on others' lives or your life? Or does it inspire people to change, grow and evolve? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that stuff. But my more honest answer would be that I create in order to not be forgotten. It's some attachment I have to an identity I have for myself. I do not want to be forgotten by myself or others. You know, in many ways, it's kind of like this an egotistical endeavor, but I don't think egotistical endeavors are necessarily bad, but you should also like ask me tomorrow because I might have a different answer to this and better yet, my reason for it will probably be different but the show must go on. So anyway, so for me, that was so fucking pretentious, but for me, creativity feels like it feels like a performance, but life kind of feels like a performance in some sense too. But honestly, that's, yeah, life feels like a performance on most days. But I have a relationship with others and a relationship with myself. I must perform myself before I get bored of my own self, of me. And when I get bored of myself, well, you know, I don't want to make this a dreary episode, but I don't really want to know what happens when I get too bored of myself, you know? So I perform myself for myself and I perform myself for others. The myself I refer to discussing, what the fuck even is that though? Who am I? Who is the self? Who is me? Sounds made up because it probably is, but I'm again annoying myself with my own thoughts. But you know, I feel fucking dramatic when I do episodes like this, but I feel the need to express them anyway. So if I stop myself from posting every time I felt cringe, I never present anything I've created. And that's probably one of the more honest thoughts I've had with myself and you listening. Because I feel as though like I'm having a session of teen angst or some shit every time I do stuff like this. But like I said, the show goes on. I simultaneously think my thoughts are profound while also being the most annoying and dramatic things I've ever thought up. And they're stupid, but also I think they're kind of interesting. At the same time, from moment to moment, it switches too. It feels like multiple personalities rolling around in this head, rolling around with each thought. The topic is creativity. Some say it's a form of escapism, and in many ways it is. But I desire to make something tangible and thought-provoking. Some create worlds, and some will say that they create worlds as that form of escapism. But you know, I think most creativity comes down to making sense of the mundane. Even when we create something shocking or in an immersive world, an immersive story, or what one would describe as anything but mundane, the reality is it's a formulation. It's a response to the mundane. Creation is a response to mundane. Creation becomes a romanticization of something we once thought to be mundane. So we romanticized it. Anyway. The point of this episode is I'm going to keep creating. And hopefully one of these days I'll create something good and something I actually respect. And I'll continually try to rediscover my sense of unknowing and hope maybe you do the same in some way or in your own way. Always make it your own way. Fuck it. But anyway, stay curious and get the fuck out of my labyrinth.